It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you listening. We are ready for this rain to go away, that's for sure. We prayed to the weather gods earlier. Everyone that was on I-20 and 85, 75, they bowed their heads for a second. And right. We all bowed. And listen, Mike, Bo said this weather's going to blow out, and it'll be nice on, I guess, Saturday, like 65 or so, something like that. What did he say?
It's going to be perfect. 62 weather. And sunny.
Oh, nice. For Georgia Tech and Virginia.
That's what I need.
And UMass taking their whooping out there at Sanford Stadium.
Don't underestimate UMass, Mike.
This team is, they're the Minutemen, Carl. Can I call you Carl? You know what the Minutemen are famous for?
What's that, President?
You know, I'm sorry, is it morphed into Clinton again, or is that Red Goff? Hold on, let me drink some water. I get to Kirby. Hold on. Kirby, you got to bring it down a little bit. Hold on. It's a work in progress, Carl.
There yes, it is.
There it is, right? I got to liquidize the vocal cords right there.
That's a stress Kirby. You'll hear from him coming up in our top three at
the
6.
The Minutemen got ready in a minute, and I told these guys, don't underestimate that.
Yeah, don't underestimate them.
That's a level of preparedness the dog should be ready for.
I said it earlier. Bo, you know, threw his hands up in the air because he does that every time that Nostradamus says something. Notice I'm talking in the third person. Listen, UMass is not going to beat Georgia. Well, they could, Mike.
What's
if something.
Spread? What's the spread?
You're not going to bet it, are you?
Maybe.
Unless something, you know, like you said, everybody runs into the goalpost. But Georgia still has to show up. Matter of fact, Alabama fans, some of them upset that Nick Saban is playing Tua this week.
I mean, why would you even bother? I mean, everybody, every time he gets hit, it seems to be on the same spot on that knee, which has been giving him trouble. But for whatever reason, if it's just to shut the critics up or whatever he thinks he gets from it, yeah, Tua's going to start, at least start, not play the whole game against the Citadel.
Why would he play the whole game against the Citadel? Hey, coming up, as we mentioned, top three at 6. We got our game winner as well. Guys, tomorrow, though, just a quick reminder, we're going to be out and about. Great chance to get a chance for us to meet you. And we love it. I mean, the interaction with our listeners, we'd like to get out a lot more. But Twin Peaks in Kennesaw is where we're going to be. And we'll be out there from 2 until 7. But, Mike, Bill, I guess the most important thing, and thanks to all the guys who continue to send us pictures of Hey Man L at various locations. But we will have some on tap for you, man.
Yeah, man. Ice cold Dukes and Bell Hey Man L from Oconee Brewing.
How cold?
Ice cold. Coldest brew in town, man. Served by lovely ladies in little lumberjack outfits. So come by and see us. And for the ladies out there, we don't want to make this a sexist thing.
Ladies!
Little something for the ladies. CCV. Craig Valentino is going to be out there. He's got the day off from the mixing board.
You make it sound like he's going to be on the bar dancing,
right,
or something.
So a little something for ladies. Here's what we're looking for. We need a woman who obviously is independently wealthy and can bankroll a guy who is basically driving. What are you driving now? You got an 87 Taurus with a
03 Honda Accord. Okay, anyway,
again, so we need a lady who can bankroll a guy. Now, again, Craig brings a lot to the table. He's quite the Latin lover, they say. But again, we need a woman that can basically pay for trips and meals, and we'll need a W-2, by the way. So, you know, we might do Craig Dial-A-Date at the bar. If you're a woman up in Kennesaw and you're rather desperate, come on by.
Well, I don't know how they do it here. I do know in Dallas that's a very frequent question asked.
As long as y'all don't do what y'all did to Sean, you did to me. You know,
what are you talking about, the blind date?
Yeah.
Oh, we did that blind date
years ago. It wasn't Sean's fault, though.
No.
I mean, we get to the date, she doesn't eat meat.
At a steakhouse.
Correct.
Let's rewind this. We did a dating game contest, and the lady that won the date with Sean, it was a dinner at STK, right?
That's right. That's right.
And she turned, we get there, like she's a vegetarian, which kind of defeats the purpose.
She was excited to be there, though. I mean, it was a great time. I don't think the not eating steak is what killed it. I think what killed it was, what do you want to drink? I don't drink either. Let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
What would you like on your steak? A roofie. Anyway, yeah, it was a tough date for Sean.
Dutch and I are sitting there because we were supposed to be documenting.
Yeah, you
this,
were chaperoning. You were chaperoning.
And we're sitting there, and literally, speaking of hand signals, we get the hand signal. She doesn't drink. She won't order a drink. What? She's not drinking? Bartender.
I mean, it was really, it started at like zero and it went to, it was like, it was a race car in the red going the other way. It really was. It was a negative in a minute.
So, Craig, now you got me thinking. Maybe we will hook you up. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. Top 3 at 6 brought to you by Dixie Vodka. It's football season. You know what that means? Tailgating. A Southern tailgate isn't complete without Dixie Vodka. Visit DixieVodka.com. It's Dixie Vodka, made in America, raised in the South.
Hey, we were just talking about Georgia real quick, and this is not a headline, but it's something that probably does not get enough attention in college athletics. Remember, guys, these are student athletes. We often forget, Carl, the student part about it.
Yeah.
According to Seth Emerson from The Athletic, for the second year in a row, a member of the Georgia football team and an all-cloud academic all-district team, DeAndre Swift, pretty cool, man, and a tailback, Prather Hudson, chosen to represent the University of Georgia. DeAndre, a GPA of a 3.42, majoring in journalism. Not general studies, not geology, a real class. So good for him.
Yeah, that's cool. And congratulations, certainly, for D. Swift. He's special, man, difference maker. Mm. And he's starting to look healthy to me, at least he did in that last game against Auburn. All right, guys, first things first, and that's the Falcons, Mike. Where are we with the practice, injuries, and Debo?
All right, Debo. Now, again, we were told by Dan Quinn he was going to monitor it closely. There was no way of knowing. He said maybe by Friday he'll have a better idea. But D. Orlando Leadbetter was out there, and this was strictly in warm-ups, but we caught number 45 moving really well. So, I mean, all you can go by, it's just warm-ups, but he looks good, and we saw him walk around the locker room without any kind of noticeable limp or discomfort. So, for what it's worth, take that with a grain of salt. Also, Matt Bryant was ready to get back and do some practicing today. Don't have a number of how many kicks he attempted, but Matt, with that hamstring, finally out there able to practice.
All right, so, and we've been talking about this, too. Now, Tavecchio, is still on the roster. I think it's a precautionary move, guys, because, again, you're working Matt Bryant back. If Matt can kick, that's fine. But remember, they made this decision a couple of weeks ago. Mike, I have no issues with this. You want to be safe, and you don't want to let him go and have some other team potentially pick him up. And God forbid something happened with Matt Bryant. But it's good to know Matt's about back out there kicking. Melissa, great job.
And she knows how to do a deep tissue massage.
That's what I'm talking about, Mike. Where's my bell? I need a masseuse who can do deep tissue.
Oh, by the way, while we're setting people up on dates and all this, you want to have a masseuse come out to Twin Peaks? You can actually get a rub down while we're doing the show.
Okay,
you get one of those little pads with the little thing where you put your face in there.
Wait a minute. I am a focused, dedicated worker, Mike. Okay,
right. I'm just throwing it out there, man. Dear Orlando Leadbetter today also talking with Robert Alford, who said, quote, Carl, he said it'd be like a roller coaster this season with the Falcons. It's not how I want it, but things are going to get better. And I know that Falcons want to turn the page on Cleveland, but D wouldn't let it go, and I don't blame him. Finally got an answer out of Trufant on what happened on the Nick Chubb 92-yard run. Quote, obviously, I could have did better. Mm. I could have did more. Mm. But, I mean, that's all I can say to that from number 21.
I mean, is that enough for you?
No, but that's all right. What are you going to do? You can't cry over spilt. Well, we did. We cried over spilt milk for 3 days. It's time to get ready for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we had enough of discussing what ifs and why, but – at least I commend True for answering the question, because he could have said no comment. Hey, man, more about the Falcons coming up tomorrow as we kind of break down some keys to victory. But one of the things we've been talking about today before we move on to story number two, and that is this is a really good defense, guys. Cowboys are playing well defensively, top 10 in all the categories, total defense, rush defense, pass defense. Mike, they're third in points. That's 19 a game. And I did mention this, I don't think, last hour, but – you know, they're 12th in sacks. That's 25 total. So it's not as if they're not getting after the quarterback. This is not a team that's last in the league and getting after the quarterback either.
Right. You know, who's it? Who's the guy we had in studio? I mentioned him earlier. Randy Gregory?
Gregory.
Right? There's a couple of guys they can bring off the edge. We talked about Van Der Esch, the kid from Boise State.
He's playing well.
Leading tackler. And the kid from Notre Dame who's finally healthy.
Jalen Smith.
Yeah. So you brought it up earlier. They've got some weapons. Now, the big question, though, is does this game really – I mean – they've got to win. Like everybody else who's at 4-5 in the NFL, there's no margin for error. But we did hear about this time yesterday from Mike Fisher in Dallas, who covers the Cowboys, that Jason Garrett really was embarrassed about how bad the Cowboys looked last time they played here, losing 27-7.
Yeah, I don't know if it gives them extra motivation from a coaching staff standpoint or how you relate that to your players. Some were there, some were not. But it was an ugly beatdown. It really was. And I think it was unexpected the way it played out. Now, again, no Zeke last year. They will have him on the field Sunday. Story number two. Is the Dogs, guys, and, you know, we're cracking jokes and having fun, but listen, Kirby will have none of it because it's all about how you practice, Mike Bell.
I put just as much emphasis in practice as I do in the game, so see how the game goes. If guys get to play, they get to play, and I'm really focused on how we can get better, like get younger players better so they can help us down the road.
You want a fun sports fact involving the SEC this week, Carl?
Yeah.
If you add up the combined spread between Georgia and Alabama, you get 92.5 points. Georgia is a 41.5 point favorite. And Alabama is a 51-point favorite against the Citadel.
Okay. It's a lot.
Yeah, 49-7, you'd get the cover on the 41.5.
Call your guy. Hey, Coach is also talking about how this team got better, and I'm talking about the Dogs. We had Vince Dooley on earlier today, the legendary Dog coach, and we asked him about the defense. Because this defense, and I don't think it needs to take a huge leap, but you have to feel better about it by the time you get to Alabama. Now, you'll be tested with Georgia Tech. It's a different kind of test. But that's really what everybody's wondering. Are you going to be able to slow down Tua and company? Here's what Coach Smart said about getting better.
If the message is clear to them that you've gotten better for three straight weeks, you've played pretty good football teams, you just got to keep doing that. That's all we can worry about. We don't control anything else. All we control is how we play. And if you control that with your behaviors, we talk about behaviors all the time. Good behaviors create, I'm not talking about going to bed at night. I'm talking about studying film. I'm talking about rest. I'm talking about recovery. Those are the things that are going to help us be a better football team. And we're growing a lot of young players up.
He's right.
And they are rotating more guys. And again, we talked about this with Coach Dooley earlier, and that's online at 929thegame.com. But Todd Blackledge brought it up with Sean McDonough on the broadcast
last
week.
He's an intelligent quarterback.
Sean McDonough talking about Fromm. But Blackledge was saying that he watches obviously a lot of SEC football, and nobody does more defensive subbing than what you're seeing with Mel Tucker and Georgia under Kirby Smart. And I think a lot of that is rotating guys in, keeping them fresh. But that's, you know, that's part of football, college and pro, Carl. But trying to, you know, make up for all the guys you lost to the NFL, as these guys, as Kirby just pointed out, still learn on the job.
All right, guys. We've been talking a lot today about the NBA as well, because there was a breaking story. And that is that Carmelo Anthony and his time with the Rockets is over. Now, it's an interesting story simply because everybody wants to say, well, Melo can still play, Mike. He can do all these different things. But we get word from Adrian Wojnarowski, who has a great story on this, that basically he's going to still be on the roster for the meantime. They're not going to waive him, but he's not going to be with the team. This is an interesting and weird situation for Melo, who, by the way, doesn't work again in another place.
Yeah, and anybody who thought that, they'll find to make this work, he just doesn't seem to flow with other players in the offense. I mean, you know, it's strange how a guy with all that talent, a guy that won a championship at Syracuse, that same Final Four that Dwayne Wade came out of with Marquette, has just not been able. He had some success in Denver, never worked for the Knicks, you know, and now you're surrounded with even better players and it doesn't fly. So who's that? So, I mean, not trying to be picking on a guy while he's down, but what's the constant? It's Melo.
It's Melo. So we say that to say that's a story that has hit about an hour or so ago. The Hawks and Knicks, by the way, in action. You said you were a little concerned maybe with the ups and downs of Trae Young.
Just about the three-point shooting, you know, is that something that's going to get better? Because he has struggled at times, and I don't know that, you know, I mean, also if you need to get maybe more minutes to really get into a flow, and because they have done a nice job, Lord Pierce, of not overworking him early on. I don't think he's played more than 32 minutes in a game. We brought that up yesterday. I don't know if he needs more minutes and to get more of a rhythm early or how they're working him, but, hey, I know he's got that amazing three-point shot, and I think when John Collins gets back and he gets him involved in the pick and roll and some of the other things, I know you want to see more assists.
Yeah.
I just want to see him, you know, but he is supposed to be a three-point ace.
He is. I think I said Knicks. It's Nuggets. Hawks Nuggets tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And by the way, Warriors play the Rockets tonight. Melo played 10 games, Mike. 10 games for the Rockets.
Geez.
Hey, speaking of the Warriors, we'll give you an update on the latest with Draymond. He spoke to the media today after being suspended for our game a couple of nights ago. What did he have to say about his relationship with Kevin Durant? Find out next.
Where's my suede jacket?
Craig says this was his favorite roller skating song.
Nice.
Ha-ha.
She was singing about me, bro.
Now, this was remade, obviously, by Will Smith. And this is the original, though, here. All right? It is Dukes and Bell.
And again, because it was such a lousy day, you know, it was cloudy again and colder. It is getting colder, by the way.
It is.
Get your melons in, mama, as we used to say in the country. But, I mean, I worked in West Virginia for like a minute. But anyway, Carl, it's going to be cold out there, so we're trying to cheer things up with some great super sounds of the late 70s, early 80s right here on Dukes and Bell.
Hey, I want you to hear from Draymond Green. We've been talking about this story. Today was the first day that he spoke with the media. Now, Mike, you brought this up earlier because we were saying yesterday, does this ruin the dynasty of what the Golden State Warriors are? Here's the perfect picture.
Right.
They win another one this year. Durant re-ups. Clay comes back. And they keep winning until they can't win anymore. And how many is that? Is that three more, four more? I don't know. The opposite of that is now you have this locker room environment that people are aware of, because people around the NBA have said this privately. There's a couple of guys in that locker room don't necessarily like each other. Nobody knows about it. Now, I don't necessarily think this was the case, because remember, Durant was recruited, all right, for as much as you could say recruitment, by Draymond. He was one of the guys that picked up the phone and said, man, come to Golden State. So whatever has happened, can they put it behind them? But, Mike, you said this. Now you're hearing rumors about, you know, this might hurt the chances of a guy like Kevin Durant coming back.
Yeah, because there's an article, and again, there's a few articles actually being written, both in The Athletic up in the Bay Area, that an anonymous player said that, you know what, a lot of people out there feel that he's gone anyway, that he was not coming back. And for initially, guys, apparently, again, all you can go by is the reports that are out there. Players were yelling at Draymond in the locker room about him, but now a day later, you got people saying there's even an opinion that the team has lost its shot at retaining Durant in free agency. And they said, hey, what was said, there is already no way Durant is coming back. One Warriors player tells Marcus Thompson of The Athletic. Here's the thing. You and I talked about this yesterday's show. Whatever happened, and the same thing happened when Kevin Love and like LeBron was trying to basically tell Kevin Love to man up a little bit.
Sure.
You know, just can you have a conversation? Hey, Dre, let's go get a cocktail. You know, let's go get a steak, whatever. Let's settle this. Squash this. I'm just amazed how the level of communication breaks down and things just become this soap opera element, which grown men millionaires.
No, Mike. You embarrassed me on the bench, and I didn't appreciate it. All those cameras watching me, my boys clowning me, calling it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just it. I mean, we joked around, but Dre, don't take no backseat to KD. You're the finals MVP. Whatever it is. If Durant, and by the way, is Durant going to, I said this earlier, Carl, is going to go out there and start another burner account so we can start tweeting positive things about him in this exchange? You know, KD was right. He should have had the ball there late in the game.
No doubt. I mean, listen, it happens. I just think a lot of it was made of it on the bench. Maybe it was KD who didn't shut up. Maybe it was Draymond. Draymond is the emotional leader of the Golden State Warriors who, you know, as I said, if he's not on your team, you don't like him. But if he is, you love the guy.
Shams Charania? I don't want to pronounce the man's name right. He also writes for The Athletic. He followed up an ESPN report earlier today saying that, you know, Green obviously challenging Durant about the impending free agency, and that's what was overheard by the media. And then apparently that this has been a simmering issue for the Warriors going all the way back to preseason camp, and against Tuesday night just kind of spilled out. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, if you're the Warriors, you've got the secret sauce. As good as you are with Durant, you go get an Anthony Davis because he's going to get out of New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
You know, the Boogie experiment. Boogie can't even play till like, what, after the All-Star break, whenever he comes out, and it's good to go. But imagine Anthony Davis with those perimeter shooters, and you go try to pick up another forward through the draft or through a trade. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be a shift.
I mean, a different type of team.
Yeah, there will definitely be a shift that will
happen.
And does
Durant shift down to L.A. in purple and gold?
Well, it makes sense. You know, the other thing that people think is absolutely crazy, and I don't, is he going to go back to Oklahoma City? That's the one that people go, what? Can he go back home? Can he play with Westbrook who is it, Paul George there? I don't know. Here's Draymond, guys.
You can never go home again, Carl.
No, that's what they said about LeBron. This is Draymond, and now I want to set this up because he's sitting there. This is after practice. He basically holds court. He's not asked a question. He's just basically saying, listen, I know you guys want to talk to me, and he goes in.
You know, with what happened a few nights ago, you know, Kevin and I spoke. We're moving forward. You know, I think there's no secret that I am an emotional player. You know, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I play with that same emotion. You know, sometimes it gets the best of me, and, you know, it doesn't work to my favor. I'm going to live with that, you know, because it works in my favor to the good, as my resume speaks and this team resume speaks, more so than it doesn't. And so I'm never going to change who I am. I'm going to approach the game the same way that I always do. And, you know, like I said, we'll continue to move forward. You know, and I've read a lot about how, is this the end of the run, or is it over, or did I ruin it, or did I force Kevin to leave? You know, at the end of the day,
yes,
as I've said before, whatever Kevin decided to do, whatever Clay decided to do, whatever who decides to do, you know, we had great years together, and I support everybody wholeheartedly, 100%, because as a man, as a human being, you got the right to do what you want to do with your life, and so I'll never question that. But what you must know is nobody in this organization, from a player, you know, not myself, not Kevin, not anybody else, is going to beat us, you know. So if you one of them other 29 teams in this league, you got to beat us. We're not going to beat us. We're going to continue to do what we do. And, you know, I'm sorry if that ruins everybody's stories. I know everybody got a job to do. I apologize for ruining y'all's stories if it did. You know, but, you know, if this only makes Kevin, myself, and the rest of my teammates stronger, that's what it's going to do.
There you go, Draymond Green, a little more mellower than he was, obviously, the heated exchange between he and Durant. Who knows, man? I mean, that's, you know what? That's a really good take here. Why don't you go say that to Kevin?
Yeah.
Maybe he already did. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm doubting he did.
I do, too. I don't know if that happened. And then right? It's funny because everybody's looking for, like, that moment, and reporters are like, it appears that they are getting along at practice today. They have passed the ball to each other. It looks like they are vibing.
But, you know, you said this the other day, and Steve Kerr was asked about it, and he joked around about the famous exchange where Michael either punched or didn't punch or did something to him in practice when he was mouthing off. Do you believe that all good teams have to have some kind of underlying tension, like
yes.
the 78 Yankees, the Bronx Zoo?
I do. And this is not a bad thing if it's managed. Because the reality, Mike, we said this, you know, the great teams that I've had a chance to cover or be around, a lot of alpha dogs in there, man. There's a lot of guys that go, yeah, he's good, but I'm just as good as he is. That's what makes the environment thrive.
Right.
So you can't have a guy that's like, yeah, he's good. I wish I was as good as he was. That those teams don't win. Scottie Pippen, guys, thought he was as good as Michael Jordan. Now, was he? No. He was close. But that was the mindset. You know, so I think those things matter when you start talking about how that translates to a team and the attitude they take on and all of that stuff. So, yeah, Mike, I do think there's a lot of tension. Kobe and Shaq will tell you. I mean, that's kind of what it was, their entire career.
And that thing, you saw how that thing festered. Remember years later, you know, when Shaq wins the title with Miami? I mean, he still got to take a shot at Kobe in the rear view. So, I mean, you're right. In some of these cases, these personality issues, they never get resolved. Look, we work with guys, and you and I over the years, that we'll never be friends with. You know what I mean? And you know, and I don't forget these things. So I guess there's some things, too, in the NBA world that it does carry over. Either way, they got a hell of a team. And I still think if Durant leaves, they'll find somebody else to plug in, and they'll win another championship.
Yeah.
Now, Durant with LeBron, because you and I talked about this, there is no spark, no juice with the Lakers right now. LeBron's there, but there's nothing happening.
Well, he did have 44 last
year. Yeah,
night.
But I mean, but they're not. Are they going to win enough? Is this team going to be the eighth seed? Just the idea of LeBron scrambling in the West to be a 7 or 8 seed.
Here's what's interesting to me. I know because I feel the same way. You kind of like, well, what's the deal?
Where's the action?
They're going to be in the playoffs, Mike. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Bo just said this to me. He goes, you guys know it's November. Like the Golden State Warriors are talking like it's May. You know,
nothing's going to come between us. We're going to win, and it's not going to be you.
He's right. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen between now and then. But I think the Lakers are going to be in the playoffs. And I think LeBron, call me crazy, they go deeper than what people expect because he's just that good still. But as far as the buzz, I don't know, man. It's still Golden State and everybody else, especially now with this Rockets moving. By the way, Rockets and Golden State played. So if you get a guy like this, he's playing above the rim, Mike, and he's doing the things he's doing at Duke. Wow.
Yeah, man, the guy is just a freak. I mean, over the rim, it would be like Dominique in the old days of the Omni,
that's
where
right.
People want to come in and throw their money down and see it. And it's a happening. And again, hopefully it also translates to getting to the finals and winning one here in this town. There's so many things to be excited about with the draft, but it all starts with us losing more games. Losing close, covering the spread, valuable lessons for Trae Young and company, but there ain't nothing good, Carl, about finishing the fourth or fifth worst team in the league.
No, that gets us to our game winner, guys. It is Dukes and Bell. Tomorrow we're at Twin Peaks. What you got?
All right, what do you think you want to do about, like, great locker room rivalries? Or do you think the listeners would know more about that than we do? I mean, coming up with names of guys who didn't get along, like Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah, riffs in sports like that kind of deal.
Yeah, like Billy Martin and Reggie.
They hated each other.
Yeah, well, a lot of people hated Reggie. Billy just made it public. Yeah, man, I mean, we'll try. If it doesn't fly, we can always go to something as a backup, like, you know, fast food. But, yeah, guys.
Remind me.
You know what? I know our audience. More traction with fast food. Carl had a bad experience at the Golden Arcs. Didn't get his fries on time.
Why are the fries never ready when I roll up?
The item that always makes you pull up in the drive-thru, the item you order from any of, man, it could be anybody in the fast food business, Carl, that makes you Excuse me, sir, would you mind pulling up? And then you're an adult timeout while everybody else gets their food.
Every single time. And fix the milkshake machine!
They saved my life, 404-741-0929. They never have it ready, and they always in the drive-thru.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, buddy, you're in the drive-thru, and you get your order, and you pull up, you give them the credit card, you give them the cash, and they go, sir, would you mind pulling up? We've got to wait a little bit on your fries or your ..
I hate it. And I asked this question today on the Twitter. Follow us, guys, 929 The Game. Mike Bell, ATL, I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. Why is it that that happens to me at McDonald's all the time? I'll put it out there. And guys are coming at me saying, first of all, you still go to McDonald's? Yes, like the other billion people that do.
Well, we're not supposed to go. I mean, by the way, the new burgers that they redid are pretty tasty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, kind of Wendy's kind of forced their
hand
to go with that.
Listen, I've always loved McDonald's fries. But anyhow, so that was the question that happened today.
And so Carl, a man who's, again, this man is an important radio host in a city. Number one radio host, number one show in the afternoon, and your time is valuable to you.
You said it, Mike.
And because you had to full rank, did you say, do you know who I am? All right, let's see what we got. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. That item, it always jams you up in the drive-thru. What you got?
It's got to be McDonald's. And hey, man.
Hey, man.
Love the show. I'm sorry, I was calling to say, you know what, Carl, you sound like Joe Pesci from...
That's right. They always blank you in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
I can't say the word he says, and I was like, dang, Carl's starting to sound like Joe Pesci.
That's how I felt.
Nice. Now, look, don't get me wrong. Like, when you go to Burger King, there's always that wayward French fry that makes it in the onion rings, which I always find is a treat. Or that one little onion ring that gets in the French fry. Either way, there's always some cool little things going on there. But, you know, it's always, Carl, unfortunately, when there's nobody in the drive-thru. And that's what irks you.
Correct.
How many times that? 9 times out of 10, you're the only car, and they ain't got the stuff.
Yeah, ready. How do you not have fries ready? I'm just asking. And to Craig's point, you can never get that McFlurry when you want it either. Okay?
On the shake machine, yeah. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
Ice cream machine is down again. What?
The item that's not ready. What do you got?
Hey, man. I thought we was about teammates that hate each other. But for me, it's got to be a large milkshake. When I ask for a large milkshake, don't give me a medium milkshake in 2 different cups. I want a large milkshake.
That's happened to me, too. Yeah.
I told you we were coming back from Indy 500. We were outside of Louisville, Kentucky, and we pulled into a McDonald's for breakfast on the way back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the lady, girl was so, probably like 16 years old, real country. And I ordered an Egg McMuffin and on the drive-thru.
Excuse me, sir. We are currently running 15 minutes behind on round eggs.
15?
Round eggs.
I'm like, well, can you take the eggs from like the breakfast scramble? Just throw those on a bun? We'll call it even? No, they could not. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
What's happening, Chief?
Hey, Chief.
Look here, Chief. I had a bad experience with a Kentucky Chicken. I mean, I pull up, and then the girl goes, "May I take your order?" I said, "Yeah, give me a 3-piece snack." She said, "Well, you want white or dark?" I said, "White." She said, "We ain't have no white." So why the hell did you ask me?
That's funny.
No, that's good.
White.
That is funny. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for the one item in the drive-thru they just don't seem to get?
I don't like that snot rag that pulls up there and waits till he gets two to pay window before he orders on to stomp his guts out.
Okay, that's Jeremiah, who's going to apparently kill somebody in the drive-thru. There's a happy thought on a Thursday night.
Wow,
son
Jeremiah.
Of a bitch ain't got his credit card ready, and I'm behind him.
This weather's got people...
You know you're
up.
In the drive-thru, have your money, your folding money, ready to go.
What you got, Bo?
Makes me want to drag him out of the car and kick his ass.
Do you think Jeremiah is, and I like Jeremiah, but do you think he's kind of like...
Oh, so do I. I want to be clear. So do I.
Yes. Yeah, Jeremiah, we don't want you
coming
up here. Don't
anybody following me. Yes.
And if you have post-traumatic stress disorder, let's get that treatment.
Go ahead.
Do you remember, Tropic Thunder?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Love it. Love
is he kind of like... What is it? Gary Busey's character? Nick Nolte's character off that, where he's like, but you know, he really does have hands, even though he says he doesn't. In my day.
By the way, one of the funniest movies you will watch, if you've not seen Tropic Thunder, Robert Downey Jr. Is hilarious.
I really still think he should have gotten an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor, because that is such a bold and brave role to take on and to pull it off.
Sure. What do you mean, you people?
he wouldn't be able to do that now.
Now we up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. You're quoting the Jeffersons. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
I don't come out of character to the DVD release.
What do you got for food that's just never ready in the drive-thru?
I'm telling you, every time I go to Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, it gets me all kinds of jammed up.
You know, I've often wondered, and I understand the late, great Tuitt Cathy's business model and all that, but, I mean, come on. You couldn't find some happy Muslim people to work on Sundays, Carl?
No comment.
Okay. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? Looking for fast food you just can't get when you want it.
Yeah, first thing, I got to agree. When am I going to get the damn hot apple pie McFlurry? Every time I try to order that, they tell me the machine is broken.
It's unbelievable. Really,
the delay I got to deal with is when I go to Mrs. Winter's and try to pull out that number 17 combo, I always got to pull over.
Well, my thing is, whenever I always buy my chicken in bulk. So when I get the spicy from Popeyes, we're waiting on some of your spicy. Mm. And then they offer, you want the, no, I want this, I got to have the heat, man. So you got to wait for them to come up with the 16 pieces.
You got to wait for the spicy, too. That's another one. Popeyes, hey, you're not left out of this.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
I like that soupy yicken with the spicy, of the mild, with the flavor. You better get it for you.
That's our guy. We hadn't heard from him in a while.
No, but I'm not sure exactly what he said or didn't say there, Mike.
I believe he was talking about something with curry in it. Hey, man, you're on the radio. He hung up. Hey, man, you're
on
the
radio. You like curry? You like curry?
In proper doses. Right amount. Not
too
much.
Fair enough.
What do you got for us, bro? Fast food that's never ready when you're in the drive-thru.
What's never ready is when I go to Taco Bell, Pizza Hut combination. I ask for one of the personal pan pizzas. They always say, oh, yeah, that'll be a 10-minute wait. Do you want to pull up and wait 10 minutes? Hell no, I don't want to wait 10 minutes.
Exactly.
No, we said it earlier. It's like the adult timeout. You feel like a loser because you're sitting there. All the other cars are getting their stuff, Carl. And there you are like, doo-doo-doo, I'm a loser. I haven't got my food.
I just, you know, my thing is you go through these places or to these places specifically because you're on the move.
Right.
You want to keep moving. Not, I don't want to be delayed an extra 20 minutes because the fries weren't ready.
Well, the McDonald's brothers, they discovered the idea, the concept of fast food. Ray Kroc obviously took it. That's a great movie, by the way. The Founder.
It is.
Shows you how the McDonald's thing expanded. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for fast food they always make you wait for?
That's you.
Or a caller making me wait with an answer you're not bringing to the radio. Hey, man, you're on the air. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Man, anything you order at that damn Steak and Shake takes forever. There's always some guy going, hey, chief, can I take your order?
We came back from a Braves game, Becky and I, brother. No joke. 20 minutes at the Steak and Shake at Paces Ferry. Oh. It's a fantastic burger. You're going to wait. But,
well, yeah, they make it hot and fresh.
But once you're jammed up in a car behind you, where are you going to go? Now it's no man's land. There's your commitment.
Not in that drive-thru. There's nowhere to get out.
Nope.
There's nowhere to escape.
Hey, great job today, man. Fast food. Carl, again, first world problems. Carl could not get his fries in a timely fashion.
That's all I'm asking. Come on, Mickey D's. Hey, we'll come back. We'll clear our throats tomorrow. We're on location. Find out where next.